Now, it just so happens that we have a winner, but in other parts of the news, it turns out that President Bush's disapproval rating became the highest ever polled this week. So we're going to ask our panelists in just a minute, how will President Bush win back the affection of the American people before he leaves office? But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Lumber Liquidators, hardwood, bamboo, and cork flooring, catalog at lumberliquidators.com, the Music Performance Fund, striving to enrich lives by sponsoring thousands of public concerts in the United States, schedules at musicpf.org, the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio. In association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our intern is Ann Cadigan. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Our technical director is Lorna White. Other engineers include Robert Newhouse, Les Dolarchik, and Mohammed Mao. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is directed by Melody Kramer and produced by Emily Ecton and Kim Gamble. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Now, panel, how will President Bush win America back? Paul Prevenza.
He is going to demand that Congress immediately approve a $700 billion opinion poll point bailout.
Roxanne Roberts.
In a sweet, if misguided, gesture, the president will help Americans with the bailout by sending every voter a plastic pail.
And Mo Rocca.
By executive order, he will authorize the immediate and permanent pullout of all Bushes from the White House.
And if President Bush does any of those things, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Mo Rocca, Paul Prevenza, and Roxanne Roberts. And thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal, and we will see you next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.